official detective dedicated to the men who guard your safety and protect your home, your police department. Now, official detective.
Lieutenant John Hogarth, headquarters. There's plenty of cooperation among the many different law enforcement agencies of the country. One morning last week, for example, Sergeant Allen and I had a chance to help the big boys in Washington when Mr. Davis of the FBI dropped in for a business talk.
Right after my plane landed this morning, Lieutenant, I called on the chief of your department. Even though there's no homicide involved, he said you and Sergeant Allen might give me a few leads. Maybe some shortcuts.
I hope we can, Mr. Davis. What's the problem?
The Bureau's trying to smoke out an international car theft gang. The mob deals only in deluxe convertibles. Cars are stolen and shipped to Latin America, where they bring as much as $7,500.
That's a pile of loot.
It sure is, Sergeant. Anyway, we know that a good many of these expensive jobs are being stolen and shipped right from this city. They're stolen to order.
What do you mean?
Well, especially if this theft ring is bright-colored convertibles. When a car thief gets a special order from the ring, he cruises around town until he spots the kind of car that's wanted. He steals it, turns it into the ring, and gets $200 or $300 for his trouble.
Sounds pretty well organized.
It is. And right now the Bureau thinks it has a line on one of the big boys near the top. A well-known racketeer in this town.
In that case, we might have met him in the morning lineup. What's his name?
Benny Pinker.
I'll say we've met him. Benny Pinker's got a record this long.
Have the police got anything on him now?
Not at the moment.
Well, since you're familiar with this character, I'd appreciate you doing a little checking.
Be glad to. Unless Benny's changed his habits, his evening hangout is a place called Charlie's Sirloin Club.
Yeah, that's the only joint in town where you can get a steak and a cup of coffee for a mere fortune.
That sounds like the place where he'd be.
Alan and I will drop in there tonight, Mr. Davis. We'll keep our eyes and ears open and see if Benny's mixed up in this car theft racket. I'll keep you posted.
Hey, boss, I got your phone call.
All right, shut the door, Dizzy.
I come here to the garage right away. Is it a job for me?
Yeah, and a quick one. I got a hurry call from Havana. They want a red caddy convertible.
Yeah? Hey, Benny, what's that kind of job worth in Havana?
That's my business. Your job's to pick one up and deliver it to me.
Okay, okay. What's in it for me?
250, cash on delivery.
Gee, 2.5 yards ain't much for a job like that.
It ain't, huh? Okay, I'll get another boy.
Oh, hey, no, boss. I'll do it. I get the dough on delivery here.
On a line. You know my slogan. Benny Pinker always pays prompt.
Oh, sure, Benny, I know that.
All right, then, Dizzy, get going. Cruise around town and pick up a nice red job and step on it. It's got to be on a boat tomorrow night.
Well, Lieutenant, I've been nursing this cheese sandwich for a long time. Sure like one of the sirloins this joint is so famous for.
So would I, Sergeant, but we don't have expense accounts.
You're telling me.
Well, Benny Pinker hasn't been here. Guess he isn't going to show tonight.
Guess not. Uh-oh. Hold on to your wallet. Look who's coming in.
Uh-huh. Sheik Babson. This seems to be quite a hangout for mobsters.
That Sheik's a real nasty character.
No nastier than the big goon who's with him.
I don't know him.
Sheik's bodyguard. Calls himself Bang Bang Trout.
Ah, I took the wrong seat. Now I can't see what they're doing.
Well, Bang Bang just said something to the head waiter and went out. Must have slipped him a sawbuck. Sheik's getting the best table in the house.
I bet he's going to have a sirloin.
Oh, sure. Big gamblers like Sheik Babson always seem to be loaded.
Oh, Sheik has to be loaded to pay off his mouthpiece. 17 arrests, only 2 convictions. That's a big bill to pay.
Yeah. Look, Bang Bang Trout came back in.
Yeah, but the black look on his kisser, he's got real bad news.
It must be bad.
What? What are you talking about?
It's true, Sheik, sir. Help me.
Why, you dirty...
Looks like a brawl, Alan. Come on.
If that's your idea of a gag, I'll tear you apart.
Get your big paws off of me, Sheik. Get him off!
What's the trouble here?
Stay out of this, Hogarth. We don't need cops.
Come on, let go of my necktie, Sheik. I'm one of you.
You two are going to strap. Let's move out into the hall.
I said we don't need cops.
You've got cops, fella. Come on, move, both of you.
Hey, wait a second.
You too, Bang Bang. We're all stepping outside.
Hey,
Close the door, Sergeant.
Now, look, this is private business between me and my man, Bang Bang Trout.
Then don't do it in a public place. How'd this fight start?
Tell him, Trout, what you told me.
I told him somebody just swiped his new car from outside the joint.
How could anybody have time to steal your car, Sheik? You two men just came in.
Yeah, we've been in for 20 minutes. We was upstairs.
So I told Sheik it was gone, and he flipped his wig.
Got a pretty short temper, haven't you?
I still think Bang Bang's ribbing me. And I don't like that kind of...
Come on, don't do that to me!
Don't
tell me that. Okay, take it easy. Come on now.
You too, Bang Bang. Now quiet down.
Start
fighting again, and we'll arrest both of you.
I don't take that slapping around from nobody.
Has Sheik's car really been stolen?
Yeah, hide me. It's gone. Right off the street.
My brand new convertible. Firehouse red, just like I ordered. Got everything on it. All them extras.
Sounds real special.
Sure. Special radio, $800. Air conditioned. Leopard type upholstery.
Bulletproof glass.
You got quite a sense of humor, Sergeant. Hey, Bang Bang. Sorry I slapped you around like I done.
Sorry? You think that squares it?
I said I'm sorry. Now, here, pal, here's a C-note. Drink it up.
C-notes don't cover everything, Sheik. But I'll take it.
Okay, swell. I'll start looking around town. Find my car, get it back.
Okay.
Where are you going to look, Bang Bang?
Who knows? Might be anywheres.
On its way to a boat, maybe?
I don't follow, Lieutenant.
Now, go ahead, Bang Bang. Go and look for it. And if there's one scratch on it, just one, there's going to be real trouble. Now, blow.
Okay, Sheik. See ya. I'll be in touch if I get news.
Well, Sheik, consider yourself lucky we stopped the brawl. Bang Bang Trout's a mean customer to slap around.
Yeah, he won't get rough. He works for me. I'm his cash register.
You know who stole your car?
You kidding? How would I know?
Okay, when you get the car back, just forget it. No rough stuff, understand?
Now, wait a second. Who do you think you're talking to?
A no-good gambler with 17 arrests. No rough stuff. Come on, Sergeant. Let's get some fresh air.
While the brawl was taking place at the restaurant, Dizzy Wilcox was driving a stolen car into Benny Pinker's garage. As the scene opens, Benny is looking at the red convertible with horror.
Why, you dimwit, you punchy baboon!
Me? What do you mean, Benny?
Don't you know who this special job belongs to?
No, who?
Sheik Babson.
Sheik Oh.
You brainless ape. This is the one car in town nobody touches.
Gee, Benny. I didn't know it was Sheik's car either.
Now, shut up. Holy mackerel, look at this.
What?
A smashed fender. Dizzy, did you do this?
Yeah, boss, but I couldn't help it. I misjudged a beer truck. I got poor vision.
Sheik Babson worships this car. He treats it like a little baby. He'll bust you wide open.
Yeah? Hey, gee, Benny, what do we do?
What's the matter, Dizzy? Scared about something?
Who's that?
Bang Bang Trout. I just wandered in, looking for a certain red car.
Hey, look, Bang Bang. Everything's going to be all right. Dizzy here made a big mistake.
Yes, all right.
I'll drive the car right back. I'll take it anywhere you say.
No, you won't. Sheik don't let nobody drive this car but me.
How is he, Bang Bang? Is he burned up?
Burned up. There's blue flame shooting out of his ears.
Look, I'll go right over to his house and apologize.
Look, Benny, take my tip and don't go near him. He'll only... Hey, what happened to this fender?
It was an accident. Dizzy bumped it a little.
Bumped it? It's wrinkled like an old man's neck.
I'll have it fixed like new. I know where I can get it fixed in an hour.
Sheik ain't got no hour. He wants it back right away.
You hear that, Dizzy? You see what you've done?
Yeah. Hey, gee, Bang Bang, well, what'll I do?
Drop dead. It'll save somebody a lot of trouble. Yeah, Sheik, I brung your car back.
Oh, good. Where'd you find it?
Benny Pinker's garage.
Yeah, just like I thought. Just look at this pretty red baby. Some beautiful job, huh? How is it, Bang Bang, okay?
Well, yeah, except for one thing.
What do you mean, one thing?
Now, don't get sore, Sheik. Take a look at that fender over there.
It's all busted. You hit something. You done this.
Take your hooks off of me.
My new car.
I said take your hooks off of me.
Now you busted my new baby.
Hold it. You feel this in your stomach?
A rod?
A 45. It makes big holes. Now step back.
Now wait a second, Bang Bang. I didn't mean nothing.
Step back, I said. Okay. Now, stand there. Now, listen to what I tell you, Sheik. If you ever rough me up again, they're going to find you in an alley with a couple of blue portholes in your back.
Okay, Bang Bang. Okay. How about that fender?
Dizzy Wilcox done it.
That the guy that works for Benny?
Yeah, the punchy guy. Claims he hit a beer truck.
All right. I'll put the heater back in your pocket.
You got me awful sore, Sheik.
All right, forget it. Now, look, here's a C-note.
Okay, but that next C-note ain't going to be enough.
Now, don't threaten me, Bang Bang. You're working for me. Now, drive this car down to that all-night place and get the fender fixed. Tell them Sheik Babson wants it to look like new.
Well, it won't, though. It'll always look like a repaint.
Yeah? Yeah, that's too bad. I'll drive it down and get it fixed anyway.
Okay, Sheik. Where are you going to be?
Out. I got to see a punchy guy about a driving lesson.
Lieutenant Hogarth. Really? What time? Where is he now? Okay, we'll start things rolling.
What was that?
A new guest in the morgue. A man named Dizzy Wilcox. They found him in an alley this morning with two bullets in his back.
He got a record?
Yes, all petty stuff. Punchy character, a dimwit.
Know anything more about him?
If I remember rightly, he took some kind of a rap once. He was arrested with Benny Pinker. Benny got off, naturally.
Oh, sure, he's got an expensive mouthpiece.
This thing's beginning to gel, Sergeant. Remember how Sheik Babson was in love with his red convertible that was stolen last night?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Dizzy Wilcox stole it.
Could be, Lieutenant.
Maybe he stole it for Benny Pinker.
Maybe. FBI man said he suspected Benny in that car theft mob.
I bet I'm right. I think Sheik Babson would kill any man that laid a hand on that car of his. Let's drive out to Babson's house and ask a few questions.
Say, you cops must get up early. What time is it?
A little after nine, Sheik.
Well, no wonder I can't get my eyes open. For me, that's the middle of the night. Well, boys, what'd you pry me out of the hay for?
To ask about Dizzy Wilcox's murder.
Dizzy Wilcox? When did that big ape get himself knocked off?
During the night? Is it really that funny?
Well, I don't feel bad enough to sponsor the funeral. Was he knifed?
Don't you know?
Listen, I don't know nothing about it.
You deny all knowledge of the murder.
That's it, Sergeant.
By the way, Sheik, we saw your red convertible outside in the driveway.
Yeah, ain't it a doll? Set me back six G's.
Who returned it to you?
My man, Bang Bang Trout.
Where'd he find it?
Just a couple of blocks from the sirloin joint. Ain't that a coincidence?
Yeah, terrific. Was the car in good shape?
Yeah, pretty good. One fender was a little dented, that's all.
That make you mad, Babson?
Sure. Wouldn't it you?
You said last night if there was one scratch on it, there'd be trouble.
Well, you know how it is. Everybody feels that way about a new car.
They don't maul people the way you maul Bang Bang Trout.
Well, he don't mind. I pay him good. I pay everybody good.
Where were you at 3 o'clock this morning?
Right here in my house. I was in bed by 2:30. Can I prove it? That's the next question. No, I can't prove it. That ain't no dormitory. I live here by myself.
That's a fine speech, Babson, but we're going to have to arrest you on suspicion.
Suspicion of what?
Shooting Dizzy Wilcox. Get dressed.
What'll I wear, boys? The prison formal with the stripes that go around?
You get one of those later. With a ball and chain to decorate your ankle.
You cops, you two-bit operators, how long do you punks think you can hold me at headquarters?
Get dressed.
I'll be sprung inside of an hour. I'll be out faster than you can blow your nose.
I don't doubt that, but how much will it cost you?
Plenty, Sergeant. Like I said, I pay everybody good.
Who's out there? Who's out of my garage?
It's only me, Benny.
What do you want, Bang Bang?
Me? I don't want nothing. But I brung a guy that does, my boss. Sheik Babson.
What?
Here he is, Sheik, waiting for you.
Yeah? Well, what do you know? Benny Pinker, big car heister. How you feeling tonight, Benny?
Swell. Look, Sheik, if it's about that red convertible, it was all a mistake.
It sure was.
Dizzy Wilcox picked it up. He didn't know it was yours.
Now quit crawling, Benny. You sent him out to pick it up.
You're acting a little tough, ain't you?
You noticed, huh? You gonna act tough, too?
Yeah, I might if you guys don't get out of my garage. Go on, get lost.
Hold it, Benny.
What's the idea of the heater?
I figured I'd get mine out first. Want to frisk him, Sheik?
Sure. Keep him covered.
Oh, you crummy tin horn gambler.
Shut up!
Give me back that rod and we'll shoot it out.
You ain't gonna do nothing, Benny, except come along with me and Bang Bang.
Go ahead, Benny. Whoa.
What's this all about?
Your man Dizzy dented my new car. And I don't like that kind of stuff.
Dizzy's dead, ain't you satisfied?
Sure, Benny, I'm satisfied. But you need a little lesson about leaving my car alone. And you're gonna get a little dented tonight. Way out in the country.
Lieutenant, here's Benny Pinker.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Benny.
Hi.
Quite a bandage you've got on your head.
Yeah.
All right, let's have it. Who took you out last night and beat you up?
I couldn't see. It was too dark.
Come on, Benny. This is no time to clam
up. I don't know nothing.
The police find you 20 miles from town in the middle of the night. You're beaten up and hysterical. Now, who dumped you out there? Sheik Babson?
How could it be? I heard you cops picked them up on suspicion yesterday.
They got sprung in 2 hours and you know it. Come on, Benny. Who beat you up? Was it Sheik Babson?
Why would it be him?
Because maybe you made a dumb move and heisted his new red convertible.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
You guys are all cockeyed. I don't heist cars.
Tell the truth.
I'm telling you, I don't heist cars.
Is that all you're going to say?
That's all I know.
Okay, Benny. We tried to help you. But you don't want help, so you're on your own. Now beat it. Go on, get out of here before I lose my temper.
Hello?
Sheik?
Yeah, Sheik Babson. Who's this?
Bang Bang. Who do you think? Hey, you had lunch yet?
No, I slept late. Going out to lunch right now. Where's my car?
That's what I'm calling about. I had it washed after we come back from a trip to the country last night. It was kind of muddy.
Yeah? How's it look?
Like a million. I had the carburetor adjusted, too.
Swell. Does he run good?
Like a breeze. Why don't you try it yourself?
I'd like to. Where is it?
What's the matter, Sheik? Don't you ever look out the window?
My car's outside the house here?
Sure, it's in your driveway. I left it out there about an hour ago. You were still asleep. The case is on the floor. Now go on out and try it, Sheik. You'll get a big surprise.
Okay, Bang Bang, thanks. I'll go out and try it right away. So long.
Boy, wait till you hear this.
Take it easy, Alan. What is it?
Sheik Babson. Half an hour ago, he got blown up in his car.
Is he dead?
Dead as a herring.
What's the story? Car bombed?
Sure, booby-trapped. High explosives wired to the ignition. He pressed the starter. Boom. No Babson, no red convertible.
Well, let's get rolling.
Where to?
Benny Pinker's garage.
Hi, Benny.
What are you doing in my office, Bang Bang?
I just dropped in to have a little afternoon talk.
Well, drop out again. Go on, you done enough to me last night, you and Sheik Babson.
Yeah, that's what I come to talk about, Sheik. It happened just a little while ago. He's dead. He got blowed up in his car.
Blowed up? How?
You know how, Benny. You put a gimmick on his starter.
What are you, nuts? I never done a thing like that.
Put down that wrench.
You already done enough to me, Bang Bang. You ain't gonna do no more.
Put down that wrench, or
you reach for your rod, you'll get this right in the head.
You ain't got the guts to throw that thing.
No, you reach for your rod and see.
All right, Benny, drop it.
You cops. Cops always
drop the wrench, Benny.
Alan, you frisk Bang Bang. I'll take care of Benny.
Okay. He's healed, Lieutenant. Automatic.
Mm-hmm. No rod on this one. Now, you two, what's this meeting all about?
Well, this gorilla came in here and said I put a booby in Sheik's car.
Well, Benny, did you?
No. When I left your office, I come right over here to my garage.
Hey, Lieutenant, can I say a few words?
Go ahead, Bang Bang.
It might interest you cops to know that Benny here is a big wheel in a car heisting mob. He swiped Sheik's new heap the other night.
That right, Benny?
Better talk. Sheik's murder put you in a bad spot.
Okay. Okay, sure, I'm in the car heist ring. But I didn't gimmick that car. Bang, bang,
bang. Yeah, dopey. Why would I knock off my own boss?
Because he needled you, that's why. He slapped you around. You had to take it and it burned you up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Dumb big trigger man. Real
shut tough. Up, I said.
Stand still.
Yeah, I'm tough, all right. Nobody pushes me around, not even Sheik Babson.
So you booby-trapped his car, is that right?
Yeah, he needled me once too often. I wasn't going to take it.
So you blew him up, huh?
So what? So what? See, he was a louse. Thought he could pay me off with C-notes, but he couldn't. I paid him off.
Now calm down,
he thought he could get away with
it. Be quiet, or we'll get a straitjacket.
He needled me. Nobody can do that.
He said be quiet.
No. Who shot Dizzy Wilcox?
Sheik did. He was sore because Dizzy dented his fender.
Okay, that's all we want to know. You'll be charged with Sheik's murder. Benny?
What?
We're turning you over to the FBI. Sergeant, let's put cuffs on both of these punks and get them out of here fast.
In our cast, Sergeant Allen was played by Lawson Zerbe, Benny by Mandel Kramer, Bang Bang by Dan Ocko, and Dizzy by Earl George. Official Detective is produced and directed by Wynn Wright, written by Albert G. Miller. All names of persons and places used in this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to names of actual persons living or dead is coincidental. Jack Irish speaking. This program came from New York.